Hey, sweet people! Welcome back to Purple's Chronicles. I know you missed me and I missed you all a lot as well. And I promise you, I'm not going to be away for so long again. Well, today I want to talk to you about women and certain things that they can do to enhance their life and their skills. You know why I chose this particular topic? That was because the National Commission for Women called me today to talk to the youngsters about what they can do to be successful in life. And I had a huge gathering, all looking at me so curiously and so sweetly as I spoke to them. The first thing that I spoke of is mastering time. And I also emphasized on using AI. Of course, I do not want to suppress the intellectual capacity. What I meant by using AI is to achieve something in a shorter span of time so that you get time for other things. For example, I finished making a PowerPoint presentation and I used AI to help me generate images for the presentation. And that brought down the time of my work a lot. And so I had time for the next thing, which is an emotional analysis. This is called emotional intelligence, where you do an analysis of your own emotions, your strengths, your weaknesses, your values, and your goals. And then you try to have solutions to overcome the obstacles and the weaknesses. Then I also emphasized on self time, time to replenish, time to rejuvenate, and time for betterment. I was reading this research paper where it was titled Physical, Psychological, and Occupational Consequences of Job Burnout, a systematic review of prospective studies, published on October 4th, 2017 by a group of authors. And according to them, a burnout is not something which is notional. It actually happens when you overwork yourself. And so it is important that there is self-time, time for you to get back on your feet and to do your best again. Then I was speaking about strategic planning, where you're talking about developing your skill set, which skills you need to develop, what are your long-term goals, and assisting other women as well. I also spoke of proficiency, where the importance of acquiring digital literacy and knowledge of subject matter was important. Then, learning to be assertive, learning to say no, were also equally important. Financial empowerment, knowing how to manage your money, knowing how to invest, is also equally important. And then, I want to speak about Ola Nock, the lady who got her degree at the age of 95. It's never too late for any woman to want to study, to want to equip herself, and to progress in life. We also have the convincing of others, the ability or the art of convincing others about a particular point, about why you're right. Then, learn how to convince people. That is an art in itself. And then, knowing your legal rights. Because if you don't know them, you can't ask for them. So be aware of what the laws that are applicable to you in your country. Then, we're talking about personality building. You're talking about hash confidence, not being beautiful. I was laying emphasis on looking confident, looking completely presentable, and not focusing on how beautiful you are. Your beauty lies within. Then there's also people handling skills. Lot of things like handling the ego of a person, the way you will explain in a particular situation, handling difficult people, competitive people, balancing between your persona and the situation, sticking to your stand, and so on. We then have the problem-solving agility. This is a key aspect which I wanted to talk about. This is about enhancing your critical thinking skills. You may have knowledge, but you should know how to apply it quickly. For example, I was just telling the audience, what if the mic stopped working? You can't wait until tomorrow to solve the problem. Something has to be done now. And that is the agility which is needed in problem solving. Then we're talking about innovative thinking. Be bold to start a new concept. Be bold to state a new idea. Then we're also looking at conflict resolution, the various methods of conflict resolution, and skills in negotiation. You also have to develop leadership skills. When you find time, when you're traveling or when you're in a train, why don't you try looking at a YouTube video which gives you these kind of stuff? I know you need some entertainment, I'm not saying no, but perhaps you can look at learning something new while you're off to work in the morning and then relaxing while you're going back from work. And then it is important that you make people aware that gender is not a criteria and that there might be unconscious bias as well, either regarding an aspect or regarding gender. This awareness needs to be increased. Then we're talking about public speaking capacity building. Learn how to speak. You have a beautiful idea, but you're not able to put it across to people. And that's very sad. So build your public speaking skills. Empower yourself. Try using a mentor. There's nothing wrong when you have a mentor to help you overcome your weaknesses. There's an old saying, tell me your friends and I'll tell you who you are. And I use this to say, improve your network. Find people who are successful. Find people who have employed techniques in being successful. And they are narrating their instances with you, sharing their instances with you. A beautiful way of developing a friendship as well as building your knowledge. Lastly, always have a roadmap, a career roadmap. What do you want to do in life? Sometimes life takes us the way it wants to. And then we need to know how to adapt. We need to know project management skills. We need to know how to change in a situation and how to make yourself comfortable in a particular situation. Then we talk about creating supportive environments, making people aware that it is important that a conducive atmosphere is set while working. And then we also have engaging in community leadership. Engage in leadership roles. Engage in making the small change. Engage in making people feel important. Engage in making people want to smile. And engage in spreading a smile, which I always say. And then also be aware of your surroundings. Be aware of what people are feeling around you be aware what other people need. Together with leadership skill development and usage of organizational mechanisms to support yourself, you will have your path to a successful one. And this, my friends, is what I had to give you today. And I hope it will reach many women in this world who are suffering from gender bias or from people who witness gender bias and would like to do something. Every small step that you take will take you to the path of success. I'm wishing you all the very best. And I want to tell you, you can do it. It is there in you. It's about just looking into yourself and marching forward. Go do it. And so, my friends, I'm going to take leave today with this bit. See you soon with another podcast at the earliest. Ta-ta. Bye-bye. See you soon.